Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshataya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Here we have the rather strange situation of a school with a Sanskrit name teaching mostly Western education and being addressed by someone from the Western world who's become, mainly myself, who's become more attracted to the traditional Indian type of education and knowledge. Maybe you've heard of Andha Pangu Nyay, or the idea of putting together a blind man and a lame man. If a blind man and a lame man, they want to go to a place, the blind man can't go because he doesn't see where to go. And the lame man can't go because he can't walk. But they can combine if the lame man is carried by the blind man, and the lame man gives direction. You go here, go there. Then together they can both reach the destination. So our most worshipable spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, often used this analogy to say that the Western world is very strong in material advancement, in technology, but spiritually it's blind, whereas India has got spiritual vision, but technologically lagging behind. So if the two combine together, then they can both reach the goal. Those with good eyes should be able to see and ascertain what the goal is, just as we find so many Indians going to the Western countries to avail of the technological opportunities there. More and more we're finding Western people looking to India for spiritual guidance. And we would hope that students of Sri Prakash Vidyaniketan should be competent not only to catch up with the technical knowledge which has largely been developed in the West, but also to give the spiritual knowledge which is the traditional wealth of India. India was exceedingly rich, even materially. Otherwise, why were the British, the Portuguese, the Dutch, the French, they were fighting with each other for the right to come and exploit India? And eventually the British more or less won, and Britain ruled India for so many years, but they didn't find the real wealth of India, which is her great spiritual culture, which is now being broadcast all over the world. And we're finding more and more in the Western countries that Indians who are going there are so many, are being asked by their Western compatriots at work, well, what's the spiritual culture of India all about? So it's important to know what that is, for our own sakes and for the spiritual duty of giving knowledge to others also. Sri Prakash, he's of course Sri Prakash Vidyaniketan, it's fully Sanskrit name. Prakash means illumination or enlightenment, and Sri means Aishwarya or opulence. That's generally taken as a name of Lakshmi Devi, and it's also a name of Bhagavan Hari, Vishnu, Krishna, who is the possessor of all opulence. And Vidya means knowledge. Actual Vidya means to understand who is God, what is our relationship with Him. Niketan literally means a shelter. So knowledge should give us shelter. Knowledge is not meant simply for giving us the abilities to compete with others, but the highest knowledge gives us shelter when we understand that we are sheltered at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Hari. Then, in this material world, which is full of distress, full of disturbing situations, we can always feel peaceful if we have the knowledge that we are sheltered by Bhagavan Hari. So the highest function, or the true function, of Sri Prakash Vidya Niketan should be to give that knowledge which gives us shelter and illumination. Knowledge of the supremely opulent personality of Godhead, Hari. So please try to understand this knowledge. The whole world is gradually becoming more and more interested to understand what is this Krishna consciousness, this actual treasure of Indian culture. There'll be some, or I saw there were some Carnatic dances and music. These are facets of Indian culture. But we should know that originally all the facets of Indian culture were developed for the glorification of Bhagavan Hari. So I would request, I've seen just coming in, I've seen that there's an attempt to give the students here a holistic education. And I would suggest that holistic education could be whole in the fullest sense of the term if the students are trained with that knowledge which can give them the greatest shelter and the greatest illumination, that knowledge of our relationship with Bhagavan Hari Narayana, which is so much needed in the modern world, where we find so many otherwise brilliant students, their lives are spoiled by, we heard about hypertension, by depression, by schizophrenia. More and more we're finding that these psychological diseases are affecting otherwise very brilliant people. So we can be free from all mental disturbances if our mind is peaceful at the lotus feet of Krishna. This will be the best result of a full education, and the best gift that teachers can give to students, and the best gift that India can give to the world. Hare Krishna.